a little freaky. I'm not a bug fan.
No, and there are more bugs here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, much more than.
You live with bugs.
Yeah, so. It's sad. I don't even remember having like ants in Rhode Island that were in like the kitchen or anything. Like, I'm sure we must have at some point, but I was also young. But I don't remember ever having like, oh my God, it's an ant, you know, near me at all. But in Roswell, there's tons of occurrences where I've had ants or fire ants or spiders or flies or mosquitoes and gross bugs.
Okay. Well, I'm just looking through here. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about integration in Roswell,
mm-hmm.
and whether, you know, you weren't there when the Roswell schools were integrated. You talked about them being integrated and your high school was integrated.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the community that you live in? Is it
my neighborhood and stuff?
Yeah, is it diverse or?
Not really, no. I'd say my neighborhood is like 90% white, or it was while I was at least in high school when I knew who was living in there. Now, I mean, it's been 3 years since I've been living there daily, so I don't know who's moved in and stuff like that. But we have my father's best friend is black, and he lives in our neighborhood, and he's one of the few black, like his family's one of the few black families that we knew in our neighborhood. My brother and his son play basketball together, which is how they knew each other. But from my knowledge of the neighborhood, the like specific subdivision neighborhood I live in, there's really not that many in that area. Though I don't know about a lot of other neighborhoods in the area, may have tons that I know of. I just know that from mine, there wasn't really that many.
Are there specific neighborhoods that are more ethnic of one kind or another?
There's some neighborhoods I know that are more Hispanic areas, or just areas in general. And that's actually closer to Old Roswell, from what I understand, and like from what I've seen, is it's closer to Old Roswell area that has a more Hispanic family base. I don't know if there's anywhere that's like a historically black area in Roswell that I know of.
There is one, actually.
Really?
It's interesting that you didn't know that it was there.
I just don't, you know, it may just be there and I'm not realizing it, you know, not connecting it correctly, but. Not that I would like associate my head immediately with that's a black area and this is a Hispanic. I know kind of where the Hispanic area is, and Roswell's just a white area overall, in my opinion, but not that I know where the black area would be.
Okay. Well, great, Rachel. Thanks for participating in the study. I think that we've about gotten through the things on the interview, and what we'll do is we'll be transcribing it. And,
okay.
That we may get back to you later if we want to put you on TV.
Okay.
For Roswell Public TV. So, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.